Okay. Hebrews chapter 11, if you have your Bible handy. If you hear this, God can use this to change your heart and your life. And this demands some examination, some personal introspection, meditation with the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures. All right? It says this. Now listen to what it says about Moses. By faith, Moses, when he came to years, you know what that means when he come to years? Hebrews 11, starting in verse 24 and 25. By faith, Moses, when he came to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Hear it. By faith, Moses, when he came to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I want you to see this in a different way. We all know this has to do with Moses, who was raised by Pharaoh's daughter in Pharaoh's household, and when he came to years, in other words, when he was old enough to choose for himself, that's what that means. Well, let me ask you, can everybody see what that means, when he came to years? By faith, Moses, when he came to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Well, this is your life, my friends. We all know this story of Moses, right? Who God rescued by being taken into Pharaoh's house. But when he came of age, he chose to suffer with his own people. Right? And God used him to deliver all of Israel out of the land of Egypt. I want you to see this, though, in a little bit different way. Let's label Moses as you. All right? Now, isn't it true? Let's say that Egypt is a figure for the world. And Pharaoh's house, right? Let's say Pharaoh is that sin nature. Okay? Our father Adam. We were raised by Pharaoh's daughter, which is this body, right? Because this body comes from our father Adam, doesn't it? We were all raised by Pharaoh's daughter in Egypt, the world. Get it? We were all raised in the world, under the domination of Pharaoh, until we were born again. When we became of years, we chose to suffer with God's people, which is the Spirit. There came a point in your life where you chose to reject the riches of Egypt and sin for a season, this life, and to suffer with your spirit. Isn't it true that your spirit was like a slave to that nature? All those years. Isn't it true that your spirit received bad things while your flesh got the good things? Isn't it true that your spirit served as a slave to your flesh? But there came a time when you became of years where you had to make a choice to suffer with the spirit and deny the pleasures of the flesh. To put away those unclean things from your lips and your hands, and to take off the clothing of Pharaoh's household, and to live as a servant now and a slave, but no longer to Pharaoh, but to God. And you must live in that servitude, right? Isn't that the choice you have to make? So that your people, those of the Spirit, can be delivered. From Egypt, from the world. You know what that was all about? Going out 3 days. And remember when Moses went to Pharaoh and said, let my people go 3 days out into the wilderness to worship their God? You know what that 3 days is about? It's that same 3 days that Jesus spent in death. We must leave. We must go out into death. We must die. Get it? We must die to our own desires and our own life to live unto God. We must leave Egypt. And you know what? They came out of Egypt through the death of the firstborn, huh? Through the death of the firstborn, right? Guess what the firstborn is? It's the flesh. That was the last plague on Egypt. And that'll be the last plague on your sin nature. Right? That sin nature must die. The firstborn, get it? You were born first physically, then spiritually. The firstborn must die so that the spirit may be free to leave Egypt. Can you see it? Now, there's a lot more here, but this is the base thing because these are the decisions. See, look at your life now. Now that you see the story here, the storyline of Moses in your own life, look at what's going on. When you choose the drugs and the sex and the rock and roll, you're choosing Egypt. You're not suffering with the Spirit. When you choose to keep no thing from your mouth, from Pharaoh's table, you're not living as a disciple of Christ, are you? You know what? God builds his people through suffering, denying themselves. That picture is apt. That picture of them people living as slaves and working down in the muck, making bricks without straw. That's an apt picture versus those who are sitting up in their high places with fans cooling them and their nice little food and their nice little slaves and their, you know, their golden garments. Well, you see, we have a whole slew of ministers today who want you to live as Egyptians. All they talk about is money. All they talk about is the good life here. Well, let me tell you, Israel's life was never in Egypt. They were there for a time. Their life was never in Egypt. They were destined to leave Egypt and go to the where they were promised a land. And that's true of us. We must leave Egypt. And you know what? You know how they left Egypt? They were baptized in the sea and in the cloud, just as you have been as a Christian. In the sea is death, because know you not that so many of us has been baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death, therefore we're buried with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. And when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, they crossed death as if it were a dry land. Pharaoh's armies couldn't follow in death. We died to that world. We died to Egypt. And then we were led in the wilderness by the cloud, which was a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. And that's the Holy Spirit. And don't you know that just as they were baptized in the sea and baptized in the cloud, so have you been. Because you have been baptized into the sea in the deep of death with Christ, and you have been baptized into the Spirit, that cloud, that pillar of cloud that leads you and guides you now through this wilderness. It is time for us to leave Ibnus. And guess what? In the wilderness is trial and hardship and temptation. That's where people grumble and murmur at their hardship instead of trusting God. But it is a place where faith is tested. It is a faith place where faith is grown. It is a place where faith has its way if you will submit to God as your leader. If you do not submit, you will perish in this wilderness. Just as all their dead bodies were strung through the desert, begin to see it. You must choose to suffer with the spirit rather than live high with the flesh. You must make that choice every day. You must choose to be the slave of Christ rather than the master of your own destiny. Because it will end with the death of the firstborn either way. You must choose to reject the short season of sin as Moses did, and the enjoyment of that, for the hardship of being a disciple of Christ. Because you see, the rest yet you're promised, the riches you're promised are eternal. And they're beyond this wilderness. And just like Jesus, through the joy he seen on the other side of the cross, went through the cross, you too must now go through the cross. Standing in faith that you will receive that joy on the other side. That you too will cross the Jordan into a new land. Into one that's shining in forever. But Christians aren't being taught that today. They're being taught that they can live as the Egyptians did and still have the promise. And it's a lie. They can still enjoy their season of sin and riches and gold and prominence. And that they can turn their backs on their people that are there in the muck. Those are the ones who will be lifted. Those are the ones that God will lift up. And you got to know that, right? It's the whole theme of the scripture only. You got to know that. That's a good place to stop. Can y'all see this?